Leather is the only thing stopping me from acquiring the Iron Drone.
You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. My name's Robbie Armfield. With me is Bernie Bolgi.
Hello.
And Mitchell JC.
My name's Mitchell JC.
We're bringing you a full hour today of the cleanest, most family-friendly comedy. And we just are so excited, aren't we, boys, to be bringing you today.
God,
just,
yeah.
I'm pretty excited, yeah.
We'd love to have your feedback. Please text in. The number is 0409-945-945. With us in the studio, though, currently is a very good friend, a recent friend. His name is, or her name, sorry, is Jokebot. And, you know, obviously the AI uprising is alive and well. And the technology is improving. And so basically, as we sort of discuss, do a general chit-chat, the joke bot will sort of interject with various jokes and sort of liven up the conversation. Does that sound good?
Well, that's what it's programmed to do. We'll see if it actually works.
So get that AI discourse, human AI discourse going early.
Yeah. So just a general chit-chat to start things off, I suppose. Mitch, the Antarctic situation, there's it's melting.
It's ongoing. Yeah. There's still a lot to do with it. What in particular worries me about it is the seals. The marine life in particular, but also in particular further, the seals.
The seals, that's right.
A baby seal walks into a club.
Oh, okay. So that was... Thank you, Jokebot. That was a little bit tasteless, though,
that
to be fair.
A bit on the nose, yep.
Bit on the nose.
Yeah. Jokebots. Yeah,
a bit on the nose. One,
actually, recently, boys, I was in India recently.
What? Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Just over the weekend? Yeah?
Not at all. Well, over the past month. And did you know that, like, cows are actually sacred over there?
Huh.
Yeah. So you can't, you can't do... You can't, you know, punch them. You can't, like, do anything. You can't eat them.
Say anything derogatory.
Yeah, say anything, yeah,
about the cows.
Where do you find a cow with no legs? Right where you left it? This is a demo.
Oh, right. Well, we'd rather you not have those demo jokes, especially with... That was a bit tasteless.
Especially with India listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a massive demographic.
We have Sanjay Shakur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The man running our Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My granddad, actually, just to bring it back, he's got the heart of a lion and a lifetime ban from San Diego Zoo.
So
that's pretty good.
Is that a joke? Yeah.
My granddad has the heart of a lion and a lifetime ban from the San Diego Zoo.
Yeah, we just said that one.
What the heck?
Okay. Maybe that's like a meta joke.
You guys want to put on the gloves?
Boys,
have a fight.
Maybe you and AI, yeah.
But that brings to mind the Floyd v. Mayweather fight yesterday, which was just monumental. I mean, everyone was there. Everyone put money
was
on.
It was big.
Yeah, that was huge. Although I kind of prefer, I'm more of a golf man, actually.
Oh,
when
really?
It comes to sport, yeah.
You like
Tiger,
golf?
Yeah.
Tiger Woods,
Tiger Woods. Course,
yeah. It takes a lot of balls to golf like me.
Okay. Well, you just got sort of, she's got like a database of just jokes, one-liners,
so.
Killer one-liners worked up. Sort of just listens to our conversation. And I guess that was the premise.
Not really funny.
The current geopolitical climate is quite tense, if I was to make an assertion.
Well, not something to joke about, I'd say.
No, definitely not. Especially with...
Not with ballistic missiles.
No, North Korea especially. It's a scary scenario.
I asked my North Korean friend how it was there. He said he couldn't complain.
Okay. That's, I suppose it's kind of funny, but it's,
I haven't heard that one, actually, to be honest.
Right. Well,
is that made up?
But, look, war could is potentially on the brink. And I'm not liking that prospect. That's really scary to me, especially, you know, we don't want sort of our veterans, what are they called? The war, you know.
The veterans.
Veterans.
We don't want more veterans if we have another war.
No, exactly.
We don't want
a soldier survived mustard gas in battle and then pepper spray by the police. He's now a seasoned veteran.
That was tasteless.
Jokebot,
I will stop you there.
That was a bit tasteless.
Tasteless. That was a tasteless
Delicious,
joke.
But tasteless.
We're trying to have a clean show, a straight-edge show today. Can you tee up maybe a clean joke?
Just wash your mouth out.
That'd be nice.
I used to be addicted to soap, but I'm clean now. This is a demo.
Okay.
Oh, well, whether it's a demo or not, that was... You like that?
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Oh, okay. If I were a family and I was listening, I'd like that.
Jokebot, we're going to give it to you. That was nice. Thank you so much.
They all laughed when I said I wanted to be a comedian. Well, they're not laughing now.
Right.
I've heard that.
Okay.
You've heard that one.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Jokebot, we're going to
leave it there.
We're going to retire.
Jokebot, we're going to retire you for the moment, but thank you so much for being with us. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. Now is the song Hey by Tobias Gesso Jr., a wonderful little flexi disc tune that he put out. Here it is. See you in a moment.
Man, you can't air this.
I can't air this.
You can't air this.
We cannot air this, whatever we do.
This is, we can't air this.
We might not be able to air this. We haven't said one good thing yet, either.
So this is M&M's mix-up? Regardless, we can't air this. You know, these are delicious. We can't air this.
Why? No, we couldn't.
Well, it doesn't taste... They taste great. But I don't think it'd taste good on the ears, so to speak.
Mm. That's pretty palatable on the ears.
Palatable.
Thing is, there's three different types. You've got peanut, you've got milk, and you've got crispy. So that's
yeah,
a mix-up.
No one cares though, Mitch.
Yeah, I know no one cares, but it's just interesting that that's occurring in the packet.
Oh, shit.
That they can market that.
We can't air this. There's no way.
We couldn't air it then.
There's no way we could put this away.
It might be a way.
It's too loose.
It's too loose. You couldn't put this on radio.
We're trying to make the straightest edged show, not the loosest.
No. Yeah. Maybe next week could be the looser. This is the straight edge show. So those are M&M's mix-ups, is it?
That's M&M's mix-up.
Yeah, okay.
Just working out this mic stand, boys. Hang on.
Well, we can't have that. Those technical sounds go to air. This wouldn't be right.
You wouldn't do that on air.
What we're trying for with this show is... the cleanest, funny, but clean show. Not a kind of loose, like, freewheeling show.
You couldn't do this on live radio. And we're talking over the top of each other.
Yeah, obviously you need to sort of... It's like the passing the baton one person to the next.
Yeah.
In terms of conversation. But right now, obviously, we're talking over each other.
Like, it's one thing to be agreeable, but it's another thing to sort of, you know, acquiesce. But vocalise that acquiescence over the...
Yeah.
Just Googling that.
There's nothing funny about... what we're doing
like
right
bad
now.
Radio
yeah
well like bad radio can be funny but like sort of the technique
but if I
techniques employed in bad radio
yeah I guess but what if we're friends and we're doing bad radio
huh
you know like people like sort of the vibe of friends just sort of chatting would it make it better
because it wouldn't be very professional
but no but like
it's kind of like my new podcast have you heard it
oh yeah no yeah. I've got a new one as well actually what's your one about
It's called, chat, what's it called? Chats Up?
Chats Up. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Huh?
Do you want to give it a plug on air here? Or although we can't put this out, but...
It's kind of like, WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Kind of like we're trying to replicate how WhatsApp, it's like free flowing. You can just talk with your mates.
Is it free to actually subscribe to it?
Mm, yeah. For the first month, you can subscribe for free.
It's called Chats Up.
Chats Up. It's a great new... I mean, like, I'm just trying to get it off the ground, but it's...
Is it just you by yourself?
Have you had any guests or anything?
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to get it off the ground, you know?
Well, I'll tell you about mine. It's called... mine's called Firestarter, and basically I go with a couple of mates to like abandoned buildings, and we'll sort of set up the kind of roaming the setup,
in order to record the podcast, and we just sort of set a fire in the corner and we'll just sort of just talk shit with each other, and then when the fire gets too much, we're like, all right, we've got to get out of here, boys. It's basically like, it's like, how long can we stay in the room for? It's called Fire Starter, and I do it with a couple of mates.
That's great. Yeah, that's a good idea.
No, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it's pretty high octane radio, if I'm to be honest. I reckon it's going to get picked up by somebody.
Well, that's the thing, there's not many podcasts out there that bring that sort of, like, that friendly atmospheric vibe of like a few friends just sitting around talking.
Upbeat energy is what I like to call it. You've got one as well, Mitch, don't you?
I've got a podcast as well.
We all do.
Was it called Upbeat Energy, or
was that
that was the old one, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it
was a working title.
Yeah, that one got shut down real quick. Upbeat Energy. Yeah.
Why?
It just sort of fizzled really quick. It's like hard to maintain that sort of level.
Budget. Yeah. Everything. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just sort of hard to maintain that level. Yeah, huge production as well.
Can you clarify any of those? Any of those claims?
Well, just sort of. I don't know if it just worked. It didn't work artistically. I had the butt. Like, I had the money.
You just didn't have the ideas.
You didn't have the budget, though. You couldn't budget them. Is that
what? Like, okay. I have plenty of money.
I can produce. Well, we're aware of that. I mean, you brought in these M&M mix-ups, and we're more than happy to consume these. But Upbeat Energy is bitten the dust. Have you gone on with another idea, or?
I've been doing sort of like pods reviews. Not like.
Reviewing other pods.
Yeah, reviewing other pods.
Was that while you were gaming? I remember there was a sort of like a gaming
phase.
You had like a Twitch stream, and you'd also like review podcasts while you were Twitch streaming. Is that correct?
It's a lot of things going on at once.
It was really hard to sort of keep going, and I play like really intense games as well. So it was quite difficult
Obviously all the money in the world won't help with multitasking issues.
No.
At the end of the day. I can't even talk on this radio and like look at you boys at the same time.
Yeah, you stop. You stop a lot.
I can't. Yeah, it's weird.
I know. And I don't think you were built for radio, Bernie.
Yeah, I really struggle.
I feel actually sort of similarly, but.
La 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 la. time and quarter turns to ten. Please don't confront me with my failures. I had not forgotten them.
Never ceases to bring a tear to the eye, that album. That was the song These Days by Nico from the record Chelsea Girls. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM with Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell.
Funny you bring that up, Mitch, about like reviewing pods, because I actually have this new side pod called Pod Racing, where me and a couple of mates get around and we actually just listen to podcasts really fast, like as fast as we can, just get them done. Like the first person to finish the podcast and get the general gist of like what it's about wins. So you can use a VLC player and adjust the speed, yeah, the speed as you, okay, please. But if you miss yeah, like you lose, because you have to give a brief at the end.
You know what would make that extra funny is if you did it whilst running on a treadmill.
We couldn't broadcast any of this.
This is a podcast in itself almost. Like, yeah, kind of just, yeah, sort of shooting the shit about podcasts
podcasts we like.
Do you know what? I think we should turn this into
Podcasts we like.
With Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell. Podcasts we like.
Yeah. I might react to that on my pod, actually.
What about, boys, I just had a little stroke of genius, if you bear with me.
Yeah,
I
have
a new idea for podcast. It's we take a bit of time off work, off university, or whatever we're doing, mm-hmm, and get a boat.
Yeah.
Get out of town for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Go to a nice hideaway, an island.
Is this like the pod?
Mm. And you know, just a few mics.
Is it just sort of scenarios?
Sunny island, beach, wow, tropical island.
Mm.
And we just talk on microphones. And I think it'd be really beautiful. We can just talk about the island life, island living, simple life.
Simple
life. Mm. We call it Podcast Away.
Really nice. Podcast Away.
Wow. It's quite a build up.
Podcast Away.
Wilson!
Mitch, I'd love to hear your reaction to that one.
The react, yeah. You pretty much got it live. That's like a whoa. No way.
Did you say that?
Why don't we, right now, Bernie, you and I, we'll do a sort of a bit of a Podcast Away, and then Mitch, you react
to
as well on the spot, okay, sort of thing.
On the spot reaction.
So here we are. Bernie, I'm loving this this weather. It's you know, the sea, the waves washing up here. It's just beautiful. Really, like, picturesque,
hear
is it not? Yeah. I can hear the waves right now.
Wow.
There's a little bit of Hawaiian music going, if I can hear correctly.
This is sounding great. I'm liking the sound of that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to interact with you, actually.
Yeah, no. You're...
That's breaking the fourth wall?
Yeah. Whoa. Live fourth wall, so.
Hmm.
Breaking the curtain. It's not really an established wall yet, is it?
Wilson!
I haven't seen Castaway, so.
I love movie reactions. So you'll have to ignore me, guys, because this is what I would be doing over the top of the pod.
And here's my director's commentary. So here we were, sort of on the beach, kind of like, I don't know, we're just chilling and talking, and we had our mate Mitch, like, sort of do a reaction kind of pod to our podcast.
What's interesting about this pod is that I get to see the creative process behind what's happening in the pod. I like that.
Yeah. It's just a couple of mates talking and kind of just uploading it, and in my opinion, you can never have too many things on the internet. Never have too many things online. You can never have too many opinions on a topic either.
Most podcasts I've seen are very interesting.
There's never a dull moment with a podcast.
That's
There's
the
never
thing.
A dull moment.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear that?
Podcast Away. Podcast Away on FBI Radio 94.5 FM.
What's Going On by Fetus Productions. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM with Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell. The Most Incredible Thing by Hans Christian Andersen. Whoever could present the most incredible thing would have the king's daughter and half the kingdom. Those who were young, yes, even the old, strained all their thoughts, sinews and muscles. Two of them ate themselves to death, and one died of drink while trying to do the most incredible thing, each according to his inclination. But that was not the way it should be done. Little street urchins practiced spitting on their own backs. That's what they thought was the most incredible of all. On a certain day, everything would be displayed, what each person had to show as the most incredible thing. Judges had been appointed, from three-year-old children to people as old as 90. An entire array of incredible things was presented, but everyone quickly agreed that the most incredible of all was a large clock in a case, remarkably devised both inside and out. On the stroke of the hour, living pictures would emerge to show what hour had struck. There were 12 images in all, with moving figures that sang and spoke. "That is the most incredible thing," everyone said. The clock struck one, and Moses stood on the mountain and wrote on the law tablets the first commandment. "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." the clock struck two, and the Garden of Eden appeared, where Adam and Eve met, both of them happy, without owning so much as a clothes closet. Nor did they need one. At the stroke of three, the three wise men appeared. One of them was... Boys, I can't read this story if you keep interjecting like that. Do you want to hear the fairy tale or not?
Yeah, we do. It's the first time I've heard it, so I mean, it's natural that I just have some reactions to it.
You're reacting to the story?
It's natural. It's a natural thing.
It's an interesting story.
Quieten down, please, boys.
Maybe we could leave the studio if you want.
Boys, I'm not able to... Boys, I'm not able to read this story if you continue to interject like this.
It's a natural reaction. It's the first time I've heard this story.
Can you...
Okay.
Go, come in. Come into the... Go. Oh, Mitch.
It's a natural reaction. It's the first time I've heard this story. So you either kick us out of the studio and there'll be silence and you have your silence for the story, or you have us in here and we have these natural reactions because it's the first time I've heard this story.
Boys, I've heard you once, I've heard you twice. I cannot continue with this story if you continue to make noise. It's not the way stories are to be read. Ooh. Stories are to be heard in their entirety, uninterrupted, with an audience that is sitting comfortably and receptive. Not an audience that wishes to interject here and there, hither and thither, with the most obscene...
Come on.
Make a decision, man. Do you want us in here or not? Because we can leave if you want us to leave, okay?
Bernie, I would rather have an audience for this wonderful story, but not if you are going to be loud and brash.
I can't change who I am.
Bernie's a guy who likes to react.
I like to react to stories as I hear them.
He hears them and he reacts. That's what I like about Bernie. He's raw.
I'm not going to hide my emotions.
He's emotional.
Boys, it's the most incredible thing that you're having this reaction to this story. This is a story as old as time, and I wish to relay it to you as uninterrupted as possible. And now I cannot do that if you continue to interrupt. Boys, can I please have your word that you will be as quiet as possible, and I will quite continue the story unabated.
Okay, but we're not trying to interrupt the story. It's more like the story is so good, we're so immersed in it, we're not even thinking about reacting. So now that you've brought it up, Rob, actually, now that you've brought it up, we may, you know, at the back of our minds, think twice about reacting to something.
Yeah.
Okay?
You agree, Mitchell?
Isn't the essence of a story that there should be an audience who receives it?
Mm.
Yes. So I guess, no, I'm not okay. I'm not in agreement with Bernie.
Mitchell, what I'm saying is that an audience, yes, should be there to receive such a story, but they should be quiet and contented, not loud and boisterous. And interrupting. That is no way for a story to be heard.
I think the story goes beyond the story, Robbie. I think the story is how people take the story. And if people are listening to this story at home and they're reacting themselves and they're hearing maybe me and Mitch reacting to the story, I think that's part of the story. It's how the story is told.
The author is dead, Bernie. What would you have me do?
I would have you read the story. Read the story to me and Mitch. To Mitch and I.
Mitchell, what would you have me do? The author is dead.
Who said that? Duchamp? Perchance. Hmm.
I think. What would you have me do?
Yeah, what would you have me do?
Tell us to leave if you want us to leave. Say the word.
Boys, I would have you here happily and contentedly, but I will need you to keep it down.
I'm getting up.
Do not get up. Do not move a single muscle on that head. Sit down.
I will remain, but I cannot guarantee that I won't be boisterous.
Well, we'll just have to see how it plays out. All I can do is say to you boys, please do not be boisterous, for there is a story to be told. Now, if you are to be boisterous, I may have to ask you to leave, but such a thing may happen and may not. I will say now, though, I will continue the story and hope to good gracious that you remain silent and contented, yes?
Okay, maybe I'll just tune out and read a story on my laptop or something and not listen to your story.
That could be an understatement. Oh, now I hope that I have paid the cost to let up.
may go on by you now. Call on you, cause I'm so busy, so busy thinking about kissing you. And now I won't do that without entertaining another thought out on the ocean surf. I'll have to pull myself together. Now it's harder, I'm not on my turf. It's me and those big old waves rolling in. Cause I'm so busy thinking about kissing you. And now I wanna do that without entertaining another thought. It's so unfinished. Our love affair, a voice in me is telling me to run away. I hope your feelings isn't diminished. I hope you need someone in your life, someone like me. Cause I'm so busy thinking about kissing you. Now I wanna do that without entertaining another thought. So busy thinking about kissing you. And now I wanna do that without entertaining another thought.
A Little Lost by Arthur Russell, the wonderful tune that is included in the posthumously released compilation entitled Another Thought. Just a beautiful man with a beautiful body of work. If you haven't already, check all his discography out. It's marvellous. You're listening to RML on FBR Radio with Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell. Now is the continuation of Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tale entitled The Most Incredible Thing. The story will now continue. The Most Incredible Thing by Hans Christian Andersen. At the stroke of three, the three wise men appeared. One of them was coal black, but it wasn't his fault because the sun had blackened him. They brought incense and precious treasures. On the stroke of four, the seasons of the year emerged. Spring with a cuckoo on a blossoming beech branch. Summer with a grasshopper and a ripe stalk of grain. Autumn with an empty stork's nest, since the bird had flown off. Winter with an old crow who could tell stories in the corner by the stove. Old memories. When the clock struck five, the five senses appeared. Sight came as an optician, hearing as a coppersmith. Smell was selling violets and woodruff. Taste was a cook, and feeling was an undertaker with morning crepe all the way down to his heels. The clock struck six, and there sat a gambler. He threw the die and it landed with the highest number up, and there it said six. Then the 7 days of the week appeared, or the seven deadly sins. People couldn't agree which they were, since they belonged together and weren't easy to tell apart. Then came a choir of monks singing the 8 o'clock matins. At the stroke of nine, the nine muses appeared. One was occupied with astronomy, one with the historical archives, and the rest belonged to the theatre. At the stroke of ten, Moses once again stepped forth with the law tablets on which stood the commandments of God, and there were ten. The clock struck again, and little boys and girls jumped and leaped. They were playing a game and singing along. 5, 6, 7, the clock strikes 11. And that's what it had struck. Now it struck 12, and the watchman, wearing a fur cap and carrying a morning star, stepped forth. He was singing the old watchman's song. It was at midnight that our Saviour was born. And as he sang, roses grew and turned into angel heads borne by rainbow-coloured wings. It was enchanting to hear, it was lovely to see. The whole thing was an incomparable work of art. It was the most incredible thing, said all the people. The artist was a young man, tender-hearted, childishly happy, a loyal friend, and helpful to his impoverished parents. He deserved the princess and half the kingdom. The day of decision arrived. The whole city was decorated, and the princess sat on the throne of the realm, which had been newly stuffed with horsehair. Though that hadn't made it any more easing or pleasing. All the judges cast sly glances at the one who was to win, and there he stood, so confident and joyous. His happiness was assured. He had made the most incredible thing. No! I'm the one who's going to do it! Suddenly shouted a tall, strong, bony fellow. I'm the man for the most incredible thing! And then he swung a big axe at the work of art. Crash, bash, smash! There the whole thing lay. Gears and springs rolled all around. It was all ruined. I'm the only one who could do it, said the man. My deed has beaten his and beaten all of you. I have done the most incredible thing. Destroying a work of art like that? Said the judges. Yes, that is the most incredible thing. Everyone said the same, and so he was to have the princess and half the kingdom. Because a law is a law, even if it's the most incredible thing. Trumpets blared from the ramparts and from all the city towers. Let the wedding proceed! The princess was not at all pleased, but she looked enchanting and she was pricelessly attired. The church glowed with candles. It was late in the evening, and that's when things looked best. The city's noble maidens sang and led forth the bride. The knights sang and led forth the groom. He swaggered as if he could never be snapped in half. Then the singing stopped. It was so quiet that you could have heard a pin hit the ground. But in the midst of the silence, the great church door flew open with a crash and a thunder, and bam, bam! There came all the clockworks marching right down the church aisle, halting between the bride and groom. Dead people can't walk again. That's something we know for sure. But a work of art can. The body had been shattered, but not the spirit. The spirit of art was levitating, though this was no matter for levity. The work of art stood there as alive as when it was whole and untouched. It struck the hour, one after the other, all the way to 12, and the figures came swarming out. First Moses. Flames of fire seemed to blaze from his forehead. He cast the heavy stone tablets of the law at the bridegroom's feet, pinning them to the church floor. I can't lift them up again, said Moses. You've broken off my arms. Stay right where you're standing. Then came Adam and Eve, the three wise men from the east and the four seasons of the year. Each of them told him unpleasant truths. Shame on you! But he was not ashamed. All the figures that appeared at each stroke of the hour stepped out of the clock, and all of them grew to a terrifying size. There hardly seemed room left for the real people. And then, at the stroke of 12, when the watchman emerged wearing his fur cap and carrying his morning star, a strange commotion ensued. The watchman went right up to the bridegroom and struck him on the forehead with the morning star. Lie there, he said. A blow for a blow. We are avenged, and master is too. Now we will go. And so the entire work of art disappeared. The candles all around in the church became great flowers of light, and the gilded stars on the ceiling flashed long, clear rays. The organ began playing all on its own. Everyone said that it was the most incredible thing they had ever witnessed.
Then let's summon the right person, said the princess. The one who made the work of art, he shall be my husband and lord.
And he stood in the church with all the people accompanying him. Everyone rejoiced. Everyone blessed him. There was not one person who was jealous. Yes, that was the most incredible thing of all.
Ba, 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 ba.
Found a Reason by the Velvet Underground from their wonderful album Loaded. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM with Robbie Armfield, Mitchell JC, Bernie Bolgi. Wonderful to have you with us. Hope you're having a wonderful day. We're almost out of here, but we've just got to bring something to your attention. It's a little game that we like called Sudoku. And obviously, we're trying to bring you family-friendly, fun games today. And boys, God, it feels good to be the good guys. And these good guys feel good enough to do a low-key, cheeky little feel-good giveaway.
Whoa!
We're doing a giveaway.
It's a giveaway.
We're giving stuff away.
But we're not going to be just giving them away. You've got to work for you know. So we're doing a live Sudoku. Text in where you want to place your numbers to complete the live Sudoku board. We've chosen today a 3x3 one for the brevity's sake. Yep. Obviously, there's not much of this broadcast left to go, as I said. So if you want to get involved, please text in real toot sweet. The number is 0409-945-945. Bernie, what is Sudoku for the uninitiated?
Okay, pretty much, to my knowledge, a Sudoku is essentially like a 3x3,
in this instance,
where you got to add up the numbers to create the final number. And I forget, the final number changes.
Yeah.
Weekly.
Does it?
I don't know. Yeah.
It's like an online discussion group or something where you can get the number. I think it's usually dates. It's got to add up to a date of some sort.
Okay. Because when I last played it, I ended up like trying to add it up and it didn't work. You got to put 1 to 6 in the boxes.
Isn't
something.
There one you have to subtract? There's the subtraction as well, I assume.
Yeah, no, there, that's Karzad 2 or something. There's another one called Karzad.
But this is Sudoku, though.
The
subtraction with the Sudoku.
Yeah.
No?
No. It's purely addition with Sudoku. You're thinking of a different game. Don't get confused.
How many numbers are we doing?
There's 9.
There's 9 boxes because it's 3x3. So you'd have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You'd have 9 numbers.
9 numbers. Yeah. And how many do we have at the moment?
We have none.
No, there are a few in there.
Okay. Do we?
You have a few numbers and then you've got to add the other numbers up. And
okay.
Sort of
let's tell the listeners what we've done this off air. But yeah, so can you just tell us how much of you can?
So I've got the board in front of me and starting in the top left corner, we've got a juicy number 3 smack bang right there. We've got directly to the right of that. So we're looking at the top middle. We've got the iconic number 9.
Iconic.
Underneath that, smack in the middle of the board, we have the inimitable number 4. And lastly, to round out the pack, you're staring down the barrel of the smooth number 6, and that's in the bottom right-hand corner.
Bottom right, was it?
Bottom right, okay. So now we're looking at the top right, we're looking at the one directly under that, then to the far left side in the middle, the bottom left, and the bottom middle.
Okay, interesting. And so that's to add up to what number?
Oh, yeah.
No, it doesn't matter what it adds up to.
Oh.
You just got to fill it out with the right numbers.
It's a creative. So it's got to add up to 10.
No.
No, whatever the numbers add up.
Okay.
Got to put the numbers in the box. So let's get the first number out.
Boys, I'll cut you off there if I can. Before we hear from any of you listeners out there, we just need to tell you what the prizes are. I mean, they might not want to get involved if they don't want to. So we have some prizes here. We've got a ticket to the elevated back section of the Floyd v. Mayweather rescreening at Randwick Ritz Cinema. The pros of this are obviously the fight. It was awesome. The Floyd won. But you got to place your bets because Mayweather won, and you will,
Floyd won.
And you'll reap a whole bunch of rewards if you drop a few coins on Mr. Weather.
Another prize here: we got the Game of Thrones season 7 480p camcorder ripped from my USB. I know what you're thinking, 480p? Get out of town! But actually, the creators, the writers of the show, actually designed season 7 to be viewed in the lowest possible quality.
Mm.
It makes for better action scenes.
It's got Spanish subtles as well. This one, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. You can only just make them out. Yeah.
Slightly blurry, but yeah.
And they're also actually not in sync with the audio.
Just slightly, though. That's not worth mentioning, though. We've got Age of Empires ROMs with a link to the online game code generator site. It's a copy for you and 2 mates. And we've also got something from StarCraft as well, Mitch. Don't we?
StarCraft. We've also got the StarCraft 2 A1 poster on gloss print with glow in the dark decal. Yeah,
is it one of those sexy ones?
Oh, yeah.
Like the alien...
Yeah, the alien girl. She's kind of semi... I don't want to say too much. It's a family-friendly show.
It is, okay.
But
something a little bit special about that one, isn't there?
So this one is actually pretty cool. It's designed by the creator, Chris Metzen. He used glow-in-the-dark invisible ink, so you can't see it until you shine a UV light on it at night.
Okay. What do you see?
You see the poster. You can't actually see it until you shine the
special edition.
Yeah, special edition. It's hidden. Oh. You could have a white wall and no. Yeah,
were a few issues with some of the prints, and some of them are just actually black posters. But we got a genuine one.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah.
And so and to win those wonderful prizes, you need to text in. The number is 0409-945-945. What numbers do we need to complete this Sudoku? We're not going to read out what we had previous. You should have just been listening,
that's you can play the recording back.
Yeah, so, to finish up here, Jokebot, can we get some advice from you? What do you think? How should we beat this Sudoku? What do you think?
I used to be addicted to soap, but I'm clean now. This is a demo.
Okay, yeah, you've said that one. Gosh. But give us a number.
They all laughed when I said I wanted to be a comedian. Well, they're not laughing now.
Okay, we heard that one also.
I used to be addicted.
Yep, okay, thanks.
Is that a demo?
I used to be addicted to soap, but I'm clean now.
Definitely broken. We've got some texts from you out there. The saying 1 and 6, and that's from Maddie B. We will include those and let you know next week. We've actually got to get out of here. Brilliant. So there we are.
Oh, we're done.
We're done.
Oh, is that the end of the show?
Next week, you're going to have to tune in next week. We're going to be here Monday, midday till 1 p.m. Please tune in.
Sorry, no, we actually got I've heard. we might have got the annexation into mornings.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
so 11:45 to 1.
Let's not confuse the audience. Let's not confuse them. So, for the time being, it's still midday till 1 p.m. Okay, so, but text in what numbers to complete the Sudoku, and you can win those fantastic prizes. In the meantime, it's goodbye from Jokebot.
I used to be...
And,
shut it down.
Yeah. Bernie Bolgi.
See you later.
Mitchell JC.
Mitchell JC. Welcome.
My name is Robbie Armfield. You've been listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBO Radio 94.5 FM. Thank you so much for being with us. I hope you have a wonderful day and a wonderful week. Now we're going to leave you with the song Watching Him Fade Away. It's by Mac DeMarco from his beautiful album This Old Dog. Ciao, ciao. Goodbye.
Haven't got the guts to call him up. Walk around as if you never cared in the first place. But if you never call, you'll end up stuck without another chance to tell him off right to his face. And even though you barely know each other, it still hurts watching him fade away. Watching him fade away. Watching him fade away. Watching him fade away. Never meant to put him down. And even if you did, he sure deserved it. The thought of him no longer being around, well, sure it would be sad, but not really different. And even though barely know each other, it still hurts watching him fade away. Watching him fade away. Watching him fade away. Watching him fade.